I had talked with Joe just before services, and Joe wanted me to pass on to all of you how much your prayers and thoughts have meant to them all. He deeply, deeply appreciates it. Carol is looking much better than yesterday when we saw her yesterday morning. She was sitting up. She's eating a little bit. She's going through the torture that some of you've already gone through. But she's been up and walking twice today, and each time she gets up and walks, she says she's feeling better. So probably Tuesday, I guess the decision will be made as far as where she will go for her rehab. She will have that to go through, as some of you may know. So we need to continue to keep them in our prayers and our thoughts. If you will, turn your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Paul writes in verse 25, "Brethren, pray for us." Here and also in 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 1 and in Hebrews 13 verse 18, we find the expression, "pray for us." Now, Paul had often asked those with whom he worked with to pray for him. In Romans 15 and verse 30, he wrote, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." And in Ephesians 6 and verse 19, he writes, "And on my behalf, the utterance may be given unto me in opening my mouth, to make known the boldness, the mystery of the gospel." Colossians 4 and verse 3, "Withal praying for us also, that God may open unto us the door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds." Paul, an apostle, blessed with miraculous gifts, and Paul asked the brethren to pray for him. Those of us who are by far the least among them also should ask for the brethren to pray for each and every one of us. By asking for prayers, Paul and us are acknowledging that there is a need for divine help. There are many reasons for this need. There are some things that are out of our control. We cannot manage the outcome on our own. Sometimes the job is too big to be done without God's help. Probably, and oftentimes, is we may not have strength enough. Ephesians 4:13 says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Brethren, we need to understand that God gives help to those who ask and who pray for it. In Matthew 7, in the Sermon on the Mount, in verses 7 through 11, Jesus himself, he said, "Ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, for everyone that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is it of you, who if his son shall ask for a loaf will give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to them who ask him?" At the end, Christ, in the end of Matthew 28, the apostles up in this point were very concerned. Jesus giving them their final instructions. before he was to send them off. And you can imagine probably the anxiety they may have been facing without Jesus being personally there, physically, to be able to guide them. But Jesus comforted him with the words in verse 20, "And lo, I am always with you." God is always and always has been with Paul. Not necessarily exactly what Paul would have preferred, but nevertheless, he was always there. In 2 Timothy 4 and verse 17, Paul, he wrote him and he said, "But the Lord stood by me, and he strengthened me, that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion." Brethren, when we request prayers, it is not a sign of weakness in our own prayer life, but we are truly acknowledging the need, not only to God himself, but also from the brethren, of our need for divine help. You know, even though Paul had lived in the time of miracles, God still didn't supply all of their wants miraculously. And it might be hard for those outside the church to understand these things, and many don't. Because many are of that thing, if God loved us so much, why is all these things happening? But we look at our lives and we try to compare them to the apostles and realize that the things that happen to us are no different than the things that happen to them, even though they had been given those miraculous gifts, those amazing powers. In 2 Corinthians 12 and verses 7 through 9, Paul had a thorn in the flesh. Well, God didn't remove it. In 2 Timothy 4 and verse 20, Paul's co-workers got sick, such as Trophimus. Now, Paul could have healed him probably, but Paul asked for prayers. In Acts 20 and verse 11 and Acts 27 verse 34-35, Paul had to eat. Paul had to have shelter and clothing. Paul depended upon God's providence to receive these things. It goes back to Matthew 6:33. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This is a providential promise, not necessarily a miraculous one. You know, Paul also needed aid in regard to his personal safety and protection. When you look at 2 Corinthians 11:26, you read down those things, you're like, all this happened to one man? How could one man withstand all of these things? "In journeyings often, in perils of rivers, in perils of robbers, in perils of my countrymen, in perils from the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren." Brother, that covered all of life right there. That covered almost every phase of Paul's life. And he was constantly in peril. Is there any reason why he shouldn't ask the brethren to pray for him? Do you believe that God answers your prayers? The Bible teaches that God answers prayers. Jesus in Matthew 21 and verse 22, "All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." In 1 John 3 and verse 22, John writes, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight." Now, remember part of that verse, because it's going to come back. Asking other for prayers belies that belief. But for God to answer prayers, we must ask appropriately. 1 John 5 and verse 14. It reads, "And this is the boldness which we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." We can't ask after our own lust and our own wants. There are a lot of things we want, but not all of those wants are always what God approves of. James touched on this in James 4 and verse 3. "You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it in your pleasures." Basically, putting it in today's language, I can't go out here and buy me a lottery ticket because I need the money and ask and pray to God to win. That's not God's will. So we shouldn't get upset if we don't win. And if we win, we need to thank Satan, because God didn't have a hand in it. James 1 and verse 6, James says that we must ask in faith. "But let him ask in faith, nothing doubting. For he that doubts is like the surge of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed." Then we must also be persistent. Here in the beginning of the month at our prayer meeting, we were discussing a little bit about persistence in prayer. And I always like to use the widow and the unjust judge to illustrate what I mean by these things. You see, the unjust judge didn't want to listen to this woman, but this woman kept hounding him until he finally rendered judgment. You know, it seems that us as human beings, we have, what's the word I'm looking for? I'll just say it this way. We asked one time and we expect God to go ahead and automatically answer it. We pray one time that we have a need, and then we don't pray ever again about that need. So if I was God in heaven and I heard someone praying to me and I heard him pray one time and never ask again, the first thing that goes through my mind is, must not be all that important. Brethren, we need to be persistent even with God. We need to let him know that what we need is important to us also. But we also need to make sure that what we need is what God wants us to have. Jesus in Luke 18 and verse 1, "And he spake a parable unto them to the end that they ought always to pray and faint not." That means don't stop praying. It doesn't mean pass out. It means don't stop praying. Keep it going. You know, we sit there and we wonder why. We look up and we open our bulletin and we're looking at all the ones that are on our prayer list, and they've been on there for a couple of years. Well, brethren, we need to be persistent. These are the ones who need our continual prayers. These are reminders. Yes, it seems like it's taking up a whole page, but they need our prayers continually. And when we ask others for prayers, we are acknowledging that God answers prayers. If you're facing a battalion of soldiers, enemy soldiers on the other side, you don't send one guy in to defeat it. You send a battalion in, or more. When there are things going on in our lives, brethren, the more we have praying for us, the easier the fight. It's no secret, because the Bible tells us that God answers the prayers of the righteous. The prayers of the righteous avails much. James chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. James says, confess therefore your sins one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The supplications of a righteous man availeth much in its working. Then he goes on and gives an example. Elijah was a man of like passions to us. And he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Elijah, a righteous man. And God answered his prayers. The obedient receives that for which we ask. That whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. John 3, verse 22. The caveat in all this is that we have to keep his commandments. We have to do the very best that we can to live according to his will. Because 1 Peter 3 and verse 12 says that the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open to our prayers. And in Proverbs 15 and verse 29 says, Jehovah is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The common denominator in these verses is obedience to God's commandments and his will. For without that obedience, God will not listen to us. He will not hear us. When we ask for prayers from others, and when others come to us and ask prayers, we should treat it as a privilege and an honor. Because there is something that they see in us about praying for them. They are acknowledging our righteousness before God. Now, brethren, I know we may not always feel righteous. We may not always be righteous. And we will never be to that level of righteousness where we need to be because we're human beings. But God also understands the struggles that we face in life. And that God is going to listen to us when we come to him. Because God also knows where our heart lies. When we ask for prayers, we are acknowledging our need for divine help. That we are dependent upon God's providence. We must also believe that God answers our prayers. And we must place also our trust in our brethren to live righteously so that all of our combined prayers will be answered. If you are not a child of God, we want to give you an opportunity tonight. An opportunity that can only be had in this life, because once this life is over, it is never offered again. We're given two chances in this life. We are born sinless. And then we get stained as life goes on. But God gives us another opportunity to become sinless and spotless. And if in this life we fail to grab hold of that, it will never come around again. So I want to give you that opportunity tonight to obey the gospel if you're not a child of God. If you've not been adopted into his family, if you have not been added to his church, we want to give you that opportunity tonight. Maybe you are a child of God. Maybe you understand and realize that maybe I'm not living the way I should be living for God to be able to answer my prayers. But if I seek Him with a heartfelt repentance and ask for forgiveness, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive. And His ears will be open unto you again. If there's anyone that has a need this evening, won't you come as together we stand and we sing.